Zero Memorial. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Today marks 21 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which killed close to 3,000 people. In New York City, a day of somber remembrance. Fox's Alexis McAdams live at the Ground Zero Memorial.
We heard the reading of those names, the church bells ringing here in Lower Manhattan and across New York, and of course the sound of that waterfall right there near the Ground Zero Memorial. All reminders that 21 years may have passed, but it has not been easier for the family. They still have to think about those relationships they lost and the memories they'll never get back.
How well does a 13-year-old boy really know his father? The reality is that I, along with countless other children who lost parents, missed out on countless memories, moments.
Attendees at the 9/11 Memorial in New York included Vice President Kamala Harris, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and Attorney General Merrick Garland. President Biden attending a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon, where he spoke on the importance of remembrance.
I know for all those of you who've lost someone, 21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all.
The First Lady attending the Flight 93 Memorial in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. As the Pennsylvania Senate race between Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Trump-backed Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz heats up, Fetterman holding Women for Fetterman rally in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, Sunday. Fox's Brian Yenis has the report.
Fetterman hopes his message on abortion will be the topic of conversation. Fetterman has attacked Dr. Oz on the issue of abortion, particularly his comments recently that Dr. Oz said that abortion was murder.
Dr. Oz says abortions should be permitted in cases of rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing that he will now push for funding a health program for first responders and survivors. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York.
The World Trade Center health program is projected to be $3 billion short by late 2023, which could limit services to responders with life-threatening illnesses. Senator Schumer says his hope is to fund the program this year. He says there are ways to get it done.
The NDAA, the National Defense Act, and probably the best chance is the omnibus spending bill, where I, as one of the four negotiators, will have a lot of say as to what goes in that bill.
Schumer says he wants to push the bill now because a new Congress with a GOP majority in either chamber could make sustaining the fund more difficult.
As efforts continue to restore clean tap water to Jackson, Mississippi residents, Jackson Mayor Shokwe Antar Lumumba tells CBS's Face the Nation that he's unsure when the tap water will be safe for consumption.
As many repairs and adjustments are taking place in the triage period of where we are at the water treatment facility, there's also investigatory sampling taking place. So we believe that it's a matter of days, not weeks, before that boil water notice can be lifted.
A horror film reigning supreme at the weekend box office.
Barbarian with 10 million in ticket sales. It tells the story of a young woman who finds her Airbnb rental weirdly occupied by a stranger. Coming in a distant second, an Indian Hindi language fantasy adventure, Brahmastra Part 1 Shiva, selling just under $4 million worth of tickets. Brad Pitt's Bullet Train chugs in at number 3 with 3.25 million in ticket sales. Close behind at number 4, Top Gun Maverick.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.